Hi there. Thanks for coming in so quickly. Normally we would went over things in a bit more detail before I actually come in, but these high profile cases need to be dealt with efficiently and as discreetly as possible. I'm sure you can understand that one. Sorry about that. Now, I do need to ask you a couple of questions just so I know where I stand on this. We're going for Let's see. Oh, 60% of the overall capital of the marriage. Now that is, that's a big sum. You know he's going to fight that, right? He's not going to just like accept that. So we are going to have to talk what sort of case they have. Now, going to get a bit personal here, but I do need to know. Have either of you been unfaithful? Because I really don't want to be standing there and them to pull out the you're fucking the pill boy. I mean, I that would be disastrous. Calm down. I'm just saying. Yes, I told you to calm down. I'm sorry, what? I'm going to ask you not to call me that again. And just answer the question, please. If you want me to defend you, I need to know the facts. So he's never cheated. Have you? You need to stop avoiding the. I asked you not to call me that. Well, no, I'm not a boy. I got this job because I fucking earned it. Get in my office. Leave. I will not be able to represent you. Why? Because I can't fucking stand you. You've been in my office 2 minutes and I'm already telling you to leave. I cannot work like that. You'll have to find a new lawyer. I'm sorry. Right. That's three times you've called me that. Call me that one more time. And it won't just be your fucking case you need to worry about. You were warned. You were fucking warned. I don't want any fucking interruptions. Stand up. I fucking said stand up. Put your hands on the desk. Put your fucking hands on the fucking desk. Oh, you gotta go to the police? I don't give a fuck. You come into my office and you talk to me like that? That's a bad fucking move. You need to learn some fucking manners. Don't fucking move. I said, don't fucking move. Look at that, no underwear. Why am I not surprised? Put your head on the fucking desk and don't move. You move, I'm going to hurt you. Do I make myself fucking clear? Now, answer the fucking question. Were you unfaithful to your husband? How many times? You're just a fucking whore, aren't you? Well, you see, I have a way of dealing with whores. Don't fucking move. Now, can you feel that? Do you know what that is? Yes. That's my dick, yes. Now, I'm going to ask you to repeat what you called me. No, not that one. There it is. Now, you're going to hold on to the desk very fucking tightly while I force all 11 inches of my cock up your ass. If you move away, I will hurt you. If you clench, it's going to fucking hurt. And the only time I will be taking my dick out of you is after I have filled you with cum. And then you can get the fuck out of my office. Are you ready? Yeah. Deep breath. Talk about a tight fit. There we go. Don't know why you're crying now. That's just the fucking head. There you go. That's about half. Now you can cry. Just a stupid fucking whore. No wonder he's fucking divorcing you. Tell me, did he catch you? Did your husband catch you being a useless fuck piece of, you know, no, that's too good for you. You don't even deserve fucking names. You're just a fuck thing. You're a toy for any fucking guy that wants to use you. Admit it. Fucking admit it. Say it. Fuck. Only saving grace is your ass ain't too half bad. What? Oh. Bullshit. Don't fucking try it. Try to say you're a fucking virgin. Bullshit. What? Never had a cock up your ass before? Well, tough fucking shit. The only fucking purpose you have on this planet is to satisfy cock. I mean, look at you. You're a fucking glorified fucking bimbo. And then, I'm fucking done with you. You will get the fuck out of my office. I will call you the day before court. We will go in. You will smile fucking nicely. And maybe, just fucking maybe, we'll be able to pass you off as a fucking human being long enough for your husband not to take you to the fucking cleaners. No, I give a fuck. But I'm pretty sure you don't want to end up homeless with a fucking penny to your name. All that expensive jewelry you're wearing now, you think you get to fucking keep it? No. That fancy car you've got parked outside? No, gone. Christ, even your fucking fake tits probably be fucking sold off. And then what? Then what have you got? The fact you're easy. The fact that you're willing to spread your legs for any guy that fucking asks. No, no, I didn't ask. And you know what? fucking good. Now, I'm going to come in your ass. I'm going to sit down. You're going to get on your fucking knees, clean me off, and then get the fuck out of my sight. Do I make myself clear? I said, do I make myself clear? Now, clean my dick and get the fuck out of my office. All the way to the fucking booth. I don't care if you can't fucking breathe. That'll do. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. I'll talk to you before court and not a fucking second before. Leave now. Stupid bitch. Hey, buddy. Hi. Just left. Yeah. Same old, same old. Stupid bitch didn't have a fucking clue. Yeah, I had the camera set up. Everything's date stamped for 6 months ago. So, all the proof you could possibly need. Bitch doesn't get a fucking penny. Now, because of the fact this is a high profile case, I do expect an extra couple of zeros at the end of my normal paycheck. Yes, that includes an unedited copy for yourself, you fucking sick pelv. Right. Well, I look forward to seeing my money.